Peace, Star Seeds. You have just tuned into the latest episode of Astro Daily. I am your hostess with the mostest, Angela Marie, and today's show is being documented for January 14th, 2022, which is Friday. Now, Astro Daily is a daily podcast that follows the conversations the sky has every day and connects that to human behavior and human thinking, which guides us to know more about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is me and my tribe's vibe, okay? So just connect with us on social media so that you can know as much as we do. And we'll graduate from there. Now, Star Babes, getting into the meat and potatoes of the day. Well, first of all, on the virtual portals, because I'm just skipping and jumping everywhere. Follow us on Snapchat, okay? We're Gemini Vixen 2020, and on Instagram, we're Jupiter underscore love 2020. Say hey. We gonna say hey. Let us know if these shows are helping you. And we'll evolve and graduate from there, okay? Now, Star Babes, today is pretty much a cosmic remix of yesterday. We are beginning with our planet of communication taking its first nap of the year. There are three more naps from Mercury to come. And by midday, there's a fight. And then we end the day with an argument. So, yeah, there's a lot of action in today's show. And we're not going to wait anymore. We're just going to dive in right now, okay? First, Mercury goes retrograde at about 3:31 a.m. And Mercury stays retrograde until about February 3rd, 2022. So, this is a nap from Inki or Hermes or Mercury, who is the king of Somer and knowledge, that's taking a voice, taking a nap in the voice of Gu, which is guiding the conscious collective to rethink and reshape and transform the way that we communicate within our relationships overall. Blasts from the past will appear to help us with recreating the way that we communicate when things fall apart. It's so important that we remain calm when the blasts from the past come, and that we respond from our highest self, not from an egoic place. So not from a place of, you know, wanting to devour them and just suck all of their energy, or not from a place of revenge and just vengeance overall, evening the score, but just being honest with whatever the truth of your heart is, because the planet of communication is taking a nap. So we want to pause with the way that we're communicating and just kind of reflect and make peace with what's been done so far, okay? We're being challenged to address reality from a new and different perspective. Focus on keeping your mind open and just going with the flow. This nap begins in Gu's voice, but by January 27th, Inki switches into Sir Hermash's or Capricorn's voice. Excuse me. So when Mercury moves into Capricorn, this is guiding us to think outside the box and ponder what kind of long-standing strategies deserve to stay until the end of time. That's what we're figuring out with this Mercury retrograde. So it's a bit more intense than a lot of the other retrogrades have been, especially Mercury. But again, this is our planet of communication. So during this time of Mercury taking a nap, we want to pause on signing new contracts. We want to take our time with communicating. We want to do more effective communicating within our bloodline and our close relationships, especially in regards to romance and parenting. And we want to intentionally enjoy the journey. So that's what this transit is guiding us to do. For a remedy for this transit, of course, is the Spark Book and Spark Book course that we are suggesting. Come on and invest in the science of how to communicate effectively, especially if you're melanated and single, or you're melanated and you're looking to add more love to your relationship, your union. This product is the product for you, okay? Now, the second cosmic convo of the day is when the Gemini moon squares Neptune in Pisces. So again, for the second day in a row, we got the cosmic twins fighting yet again. And this time it's with our fields and the planet of illusion. Whereas last time the fight was between the moon and the planet of cosmic expansion, like the cosmic mirror. So with this fight between the fields and the planet of illusion, or Anu, or An, who is the god of people, evil spirits, and demons, it awakens our clair-based skills to extreme empathy, nurturing, and unconditional love in Samus' voice. The zodiac twins rarely choose peace whenever they vibe with each other. So this welcomes a dreamy disposition that encourages self-deception, feeling imbalanced, and just being in a mental weakened state, especially in regards to our instincts. So getting lost in wishful thinking is the norm here, and this ushers in nervous challenges and hypersensitivities, as well as passiveness, so behave accordingly. And for that, we're going to suggest a Sage Sense reading so that you can know what kind of herbs you can take, what kind of teas you can drink to bring peace to your central nervous system, okay? Just check out the stories on Snapchat so you can know how to get to that information. And the third and final cosmic combo of the day is when the Gemini moon opposes Mars in Sagittarius at 6:23 p.m. So our day ends about 5 hours later. We have Sin and Mashtapa's voice arguing with Nimrod, the mighty one on earth, and Pavel's voice. So basically, this is the mirror arguing with itself. And this can encourage excited moodiness and hastiness with belligerent behavior, lavishness that is rooted in repressed feelings, and just overall moodiness. Now, the core to all these feelings is likely rooted in unbalanced, ignored passions that somehow support the feelings of being separated from mommy and or wifey, which may welcome disagreements with the opposite sex, and can also welcome lavishly spending our resources and continuing to bury the truth behind our feelings. So we definitely want to be aware of that. A remedy for this transit is a reading from Astros and Ancestors. Know what the messages are from your ancestors in the cosmos so that you're not deceiving yourself. Regardless of what you're feeling, you can know what your truth is at all times, okay? Now run this episode back so you can remember the magic of the day. It is a challenging day, but we're here for these challenges, right? Rise to the occasion and be the change you want to see by sharing this episode with all of your friends and all of your enemies on social media. Stay connected with us on social media. Snapchat is the portal, Gemini Vixen 2020, and we'll holler next show. Peace.